You're very welcome along to the GA Hour, and this week I'm delighted to be joined by Leitrim footballer Keith Byrne. Keith, how's it going?
Perfect, Niall. Thanks for having me on.
Not too bad. Good stuff. Keith, I'd say it's a very exciting time to be a Leitrim footballer. You're going okay in the league. It's a very competitive league. You've a good draw in the Championship and the Tailteann Cup then, if it comes to that. So there's a lot to look ahead to, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a proper year of football in that sense. Like when I came into the team first, it would have been kind of 16, 17 as an 18-year-old. And there was a lot of emphasis on the league. And when that was kind of over, we used to have a few lads drop off and there'd be kind of the club month. And they'd be kind of going in then and you'd be facing Division One teams in quarterfinals and possibly semifinals. And it was there wasn't as much enthusiasm around it. Whereas now it's a tight season. We've a very exciting team. We've come on serious amount in the last few years. So that, like, the talent we have there is exciting. But then when you add in, you're looking at the Tailteann Cup, the way we went in it last year, should have probably got to Croke Park. We still have a chance of promotion now in the next. We've serious games in Carrick coming up with Laois and then hopefully Sligo. We're going to New York, which is always a fantastic trip. And then does that whole thing of all of us around the same level being on the one side of the draw for Connacht is just, it's very exciting. Like Sligo's going to be saying the same in New York and London, but for us, we have to target a Connacht final, and to play in a Connacht final would just be a dream.
Yeah, I even forgot the trip to New York, so that's an added bonus there. But yeah, the Tailteann Cup, I'd say it has, it's kind of given a new lease of life. Like you mentioned, you were very close to getting to Croke Park last year. And I'd say it probably just gives like the counties lower down a bit more of an involvement at the higher end of the summer, really.
Yeah, no, it's the Tailteann Cup worked very well last year. And there's a lot of people very like, we didn't really know what to expect kind of. And it was the same myself, I was very apprehensive about it. But once we started playing in it the first day out, it was a very good competition and it ran very well last year. But it gives you it does give you that competitive summer football that we kind of haven't really been used to, in the sense we get to play, and last year was in Park Sean, we got the home draw, but the crowd that was there, I'd never really witnessed as a kid, even growing up, a competitive championship game in June in front of 7,000 or 8,000. So like, there's all them little aspects that really made the Tailteann Cup so good for like a lot of counties that were kind of out of Sam Maguire and were playing in the lower divisions.
Talk to me about Andy Moran. So he's come in and he's with you a year now, and I suppose things like you're on an upward curve, it's fair to say, a forward as well. So how has he, and a brilliant forward in his day, a real sort of clever forward. So has he had much dealings with you kind of that way?
Yeah, no, like Andy is, he's very hands-on. He's very enthusiastic. He came in at a time when we kind of had a big bad result against the Mayo. And we were after coming out of three and there was different things going on. But he's brought such an enthusiastic and a professional side to things. He's got in the right backroom team, and they've really demanded a lot like professionalism off us. So there's that side of it, which has helped us like come on as a team and a unit. And then there's the whole side, like he is hands on in training. Like he's not just sitting in a stand away watching. He's down in the middle of a drill, kind of pulling you aside, explaining what a run should be, and kind of, if lads are not doing the right run, he'll pull it up and be like, this is the run you need to make and stuff. So it's good to learn from someone that has kind of done it at that level for a good few years.
Yeah. I believe you played soccer for a few years, Keith. And a little birdie told me that you're actually on, was it FIFA 17, I believe. So I don't know, will you talk to us a bit about your soccer career?
Yeah, I suppose the soccer was kind of the one for me for years. I was playing with Longford Town, so I kind of was with the 19s, and then I was brought up to the first team at 17. So I was with the first team 16 and 17. Yeah, soccer was kind of the one I trained for. It was what I kind of always done, and I was always just kind of pulled back into GA because where I was from, and it was GA was the only sport around here. So I remember traveling from Longford Town trainings to play a minor games under lights and different, like, be missing training, but then showing up to a random championship game. And the soccer was kind of what I targeted, and it was a big part of kind of me developing as an athlete at a young age. But I think it was, I just didn't really click with kind of management with Tony Cousins at the time, and I never really got my break. I was, when I came up from the 19s, I was promised kind of a lot, and I was going to get this minutes and that minutes, and I played a lot of kind of Leinster Senior League, but I was on the bench for majority of League of Ireland games and not getting in. And then there was a bit of kind of, I played a kind of, or a club semi-final in for the count in 2015, and that wasn't kind of perceived too well, me winning a semi-final going into a county final and me supposed to be playing with Longford Town and stuff. So it kind of never really made the break. And then I was actually on a scholarship with Maynooth, so I was playing with like top League of Ireland players. I played with Jamie McGrath, who's played with Ireland since, and I think he was over at Aberdeen or someone over in Scotland. So like I played with serious League of Ireland players in college, but then it was actually the New York, London and New York trip that was coming up in 17 and 18. I kind of sat down with Mam and said, soccer's not really going that well. I don't know what to do. I kind of miss playing with the club at home, because I had to step away from the club when I kind of got in trouble over playing that game. So I just said, Mum said, look, there's a London trip and then there's that New York trip in 18. So she was like, you could go and give a good run with Leitrim and then see after 2 years. And after them 2 years, I just stayed with Leitrim and I kind of never went back to the soccer.
A centre half, am I right in saying?
Yeah, it's a confusing one. Centre half in soccer and full forward, centre forward in football. It doesn't really make much sense. I don't know. I was always good at defending, good at winning headers, good at slide tackles, but it doesn't make sense because now I probably have the worst tackle rate in the team. So it does be a confusing enough one to look at.
Well, David Clifford was the same. Did you ever hear him?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about playing full forward and then going back centre half. It's just a strange one.
Yeah, definitely. We actually have something in common, Keith, in that we're both on Ireland's Fittest Family. Now that is where the similarities end, in that you won it and we didn't. But can you tell me a bit about your memories of that? I know from my experience it was very long days anyway, for starters.
Yeah, the Fittest Family was a strange one. They were very long days. There was just a lot of, it was weird competing in an environment where you kind of weren't like competing the way you normally would, in the sense, I found the big one was competing after with no warm up or something. Like you do a bit of a warm up, but everything was kind of based around the filming. So yeah, you'd be told you're running at 10 o'clock, but the cameras might be filming shots somewhere else. So then you could be at the start line doing shots, and this could be 11 o'clock at this stage. And then they'd be like, you wouldn't know when you're going, and they'd be like, right, ready to go now. So off you go, and you just have to take off running. I found that a big one. I struggled with that because you wouldn't be ready to go on early when you'd be starting, and then you'd just be into the middle of it. Competing with your family as well was a strange one. You actually kind of felt you cared a bit more at times, but you're susceptible to kind of giving out to each other just as much.
you had, was it Donnick O'Callaghan as a coach?
Yeah, we Donnick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Donnick was good crack. He kind of brought it was his first year, so he kind of wasn't really into the whole against the other managers the way they would be now. He kind of came in, he 100% wanted to win, but he was kind of more a bit lax, like took a bit of a lighter approach, which actually worked for us because we were very serious. So he kind of mellowed us a bit. But I'd say now he's changed a bit now. You can see he's kind of seems to want to beat the other coaches and win very badly. So I don't know what I'm like now.
So you were serious. You kind of had it. Had you targeted it a few years? Like, were you thinking we're going to give this a go?
Well, see, we actually went in on it in 2 years before. We were in 2015, and it was the first year they brought in the Hanging Tough.
Yeah.
So, and it was, I don't know, they done like the first day out, they didn't give you a coach and you had to compete. I think it was, we got through the Daverins and then the Behans, who were already in it as well. So then the Behans won the Hang Tough. So then we had to go straight against the Daverins with no coach or anything in an eliminator. And sure, they bet us. So then that, we never really got a stab at it. So then we were like, oh, we'll try it again in a year or two. And we really go gung ho. We know kind of little things that we learned, even though we'd only done one day, one event, one or two events. We kind of were like, we know little things about each other that needs to change. So we said if we went back in, we were really targeting winning it because we were actually so embarrassed being knocked out the first time. So we were like, we can really target getting further in it. And we were like, we surely should get to a final. Winning it was a nice bonus though.
Yeah, it's kind of an emotional thing when you get there in the end, like.
Yeah, no, it is. It is because like it happens so quick, like at the time, because it's a long day, but it's busy days because with all the filming and different events and different shots, so like you don't really get time to take stock of it. It was only really after we'd won it, we kind of really looked back and we were like, "Geez, that was so it was taxing, but like it was so worthwhile," kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah. Can I ask you a bit about the punditry? You made your debut late on in the Talchin Cup last year, and Joe Brawley called you a natural. So you didn't do too much wrong. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was nice getting a little a shout out from Joe Brawley now, because everyone kind of looks to him as one probably the best pundits out there. So that was always a good thing. I loved it. It was a bit daunting at the start. I was kind of a bit nervous, and like it's live, and because I was like, oh, I've done the Fizz Family, I know about the interview, I'm used to a bit of cameras, but like none of that was live. So the aspect of just being live and what you said is going on and that's it, like, so you were kind of a bit holding, like making sure you were kind of saying the right thing, but you've so little time. You'd be told you have even a minute to discuss these two topics, so you really have to have your point in your head and get it out there. So like it was like it's not easy in the sense, like I remember looking at it being like, oh, should have kind of, you could have wrote down and just repeat it, like, but it doesn't really go like that. Like you have to be on your toes, but I loved every second of it, and I hope I get to do it again someday because it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, life after fall, maybe.
Yeah, nice little gig.
So some players like mightn't like to do it because, you know, you're talking about lads who you could be playing against or whatever, but you were just like, you were fairly laid back about it. You just kind of took in your stride that way.
Yeah, I kind of felt that was the best way to go about it. Just to kind of talk about it the way you would in your kind of team meetings or your team environment. Is like you do it so much when you're with your team, when you're away on like playing Wicklow the weekend, we do a lot of workshops kind of, and you'd be talking, you'd be kind of analyzing on teams how they play and how you play, and just from talking to your teammates at half time, or I was captain of Mohill last year, our club, like, so I'd be giving team talks at the start, warms, different things, like, so you'd be just analyzing stuff and going through it like that. So I just kind of thought that's the best way to go about this, is just really look at it, discuss kind of what I've seen and the way I relay it to a team. If I was looking at it like a Wicklow when we were playing the weekend, I kind of thought that was the best way, and thankfully it worked out well enough for me.
Yeah. Are you the type of player that would kind of set out individual targets for yourself at the start of the year or something?
Yeah, it's what I've done in the last few years, I suppose. I kind of get more return that way. Like you need to kind of have goals. I remember when I first kind of, when I first came on, getting on, I was starting games and playing, and but now I've really kind of honed in on like my goals, and I have to kind of adhere to them. So a big one would be, I really want a top scorer this year. So thankfully that's going well. Last year, I kind of, when I heard the Tailteann Cup was on, I did say if we could get far enough, I could hopefully get an All-Star. So that goal came through. So the goals are a big one. So hopefully I can't jinx myself. We've two league games still to go, but hopefully I should win if I get top goals, top scorer in the National League, that'll be one of my main goals for this year.
Definitely. I see the Man United scarf in the background there. So it's been a bit of a tough week for you.
Yeah, a few people have said that to me now today. It's not been a great week now. I've seen more 7-0 memes going everywhere.
They might need a centre back, maybe down the line.
Could go out to them and play for a while. Poor old Maguire won't get much of a run, so I don't know what's going to go on there.
Yeah. Listen, Keith, thanks a million for that, and the very best luck for the year.
Niall, thanks very much. Cheers for having me.